Did you say glint?
Glint is the name of
it. I can say that. Glint. Glint.
Glint.
Glint.
Glint.
Glint.
If I were to put someone in a box and stimulate them, right? My IRB, that says the board that protects my participants, would ask some serious questions. And the participants themselves would be weirded out by whatever box I built. But a driving simulator is that, and everyone is comfortable with it, right? It recreates this familiar setting.
Is it actually a car just to give them a full experience? Like they close a door and it's just a screen in front of a... Okay.
Yeah, and depending on the driving simulator, it can really feel very much like driving.
Like you create some vibrations too to mimic the motor and...
Do you tilt them so that they have the G-force as they turn? Although there's... I have to say that even very basic driving simulators can feel very real. It's surprising how immersed people get. I mean, you look at people playing driving games on...
Yeah.
You know... That all they have is a controller that looks nothing like a car and a screen, and yet they are immersed in the experience of being in a vehicle.
So. I don't know if you've played Grand Theft Auto, but you have that experience where, you know, you're playing and you're just running over pedestrians in the game for fun. And then sometimes you're driving and you're like, wait, I'm having these similar thoughts because I was playing 15 minutes ago.
Oh, that's fascinating.
We need to, like, distinguish. Yeah. You know, you're like, if I ran over these guys, I'd only get one star and the police would...
You think that if it gets too real, you know, if the line gets too blurred, there will be people whose defense will be, I thought I was in the game.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I should have looked up at the top left corner of my vision and seen that there wasn't a counter there.
Yeah, there was no health status.
Right, no health status. Must be in reality. Stop at the crosswalk.
So did that ever happen? Do you give a participant who gets into a driving simulator, let's say one that does move, and give you do you just let them kind of get their jollies out? Like, okay, just do donuts in this parking lot because you've always wanted to get
it
out of here.
It can be hard. People like to Dukes of Hazzard in the driving
simulator. Oh, of course.
You know, what you really do is you make it boring to fail. So if they hit another car, if it crunches and flies off the road with a giant, you know, burst of flames, that's exciting. Instead, you make them pass through it like a ghost. Now, you still count the fact that they had a collision, but now they're not excited about that.